And today we're talking about the Star Valley High School Musical, which is this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And director of the musical, Lindsay McAdams, is in studio today along with a couple of the students in the production. That includes Weston Stuckey and Nora Nilsson. And they are part of the musical today. So first off, director Lindsay McAdams, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate you stopping by. And boy, what a few months leading up to this thing, I'm sure, right?
Yes.
Well, let's talk about Footloose. Take us back to when you and the rest of the crew and the staff decided to do this play. What was the how did you come up on to Footloose?
There is so much dancing that we wanted these kids to be a part of. Not only is it such a fun show, but it actually makes you feel something. There's a lot of trials that these characters go through, and not only is it so much fun, but you also get that emotion with it.
And it's something that everyone remembers, right? Everyone
has
some sort of connection to the movie and knows kind of the story in the background. So did that play a role in it too? Because I think most people are familiar with the story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, director Lindsay McAdams in studio. So tell us who else is helps you along with all the preparation and getting ready for the production, even before rehearsals start.
There are so many people that put in so much effort to make this show happen. Nora's mom, Tammy, she is the choreographer, so she has put in a lot of work to make this possible. We didn't realize how much dancing there was in this show until we actually started getting in that process. And she's also painted a lot of the set pieces, too. So
okay.
That's really cool. And Tyson, he's our set builder, and Kurt Sand also does the lighting and stuff. And we have a ton of students who help backstage as well.
Very cool. So rehearsals began when? How long have you guys been working on this?
We've been rehearsing since January, so right after Christmas break.
Okay, perfect. Well, you have a couple of your students here today that are involved in the show. That is Weston Stuckey and Nora Nilsson. Hey, Weston. Hey, Nora. How are you guys today?
So good. How are
Doing
you?
Doing great.
Hey, appreciate you stopping by. So let's tell us your roles, Nora. Let's start with you. Who's your character in this production?
All right. So my character's name is Ariel Moore. She's the Reverend's daughter. And she's kind of got a little confident, sassy side to her. So it's really fun to be able to bring that out.
And is that kind of how you are a little bit? Was it hard to bring that out now?
Maybe just a little bit. I can relate to her just a little bit.
Sure, sure. And Weston, how about you?
Yeah, I'm playing the part of Red McCormick, and he's a really fun character. He moved to Beaumont, which is essentially the setting of the whole musical. He moved there from Chicago, and he's just this crazy kid who loves dancing, and I don't know, my favorite catchphrase of him is that he can't stand still, and that's so much like me. I love dancing. It's the best.
Very cool. So you guys started with auditions and stuff in January, it sounds like. So since that time, what have you liked most about just the rehearsals and getting ready for this thing? Nora, how about you first?
I just think like making new friends and meeting new people. Like, we have a lot of freshmen that joined us this year, and I think like I've been able to relate to the story a lot. I mean, with like the small town setting and all the problems there, and just, I don't know, I just really like the story of Footloose, and it's super nostalgic for a lot of people.
And how about you, Weston?
My favorite part has probably been just seeing everyone be able to get into their own part. Like at the beginning, you can see everyone just starting to learn the dancing, and then everyone's like, oh man, I'm kind of part of this show. And it's so fun to see the way that people change the more that we practice.
Very cool. So director McAdams, as far as trying to get everyone involved, how big is the cast for this production?
We have 67 kids in the show right
now.
Wow. Yeah, so it's pretty big, and they've all worked so hard to make this production happen.
Well, not just the lines, but as you mentioned, a lot of the dancing. And so how do you make it all come together? How do you make it all work? I mean, your rehearsals are only so long, right?
Yeah.
So you've really got to pack things in there.
Well, Tammy, she actually taught the choreography, like, multiple dances a week. So these kids were awesome. They learned it, picked it up really, really fast. Nora even choreographed one of the songs. So she taught while Tammy was teaching as well. So we just went over it really, really fast.
Mm-hmm. So here's one of my questions. When I heard you guys were doing Footloose, the first thing that came to my mind was, is Principal Horsley going to let tractors on stage? Because the tractor races is a big part of the movie, right? Are you going to have I don't want you to spill the whole beans, but are we doing some sort of remnant of a tractor race during the show?
No.
Okay.
But we may be having some other vehicle on the stage, but I guess you'll have to come to find out.
Have to come to find out. So it happens this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7 o'clock with a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday, correct?
Yes.
Anything else that you'd like to mention about Footloose and why the community should come out?
It's just such a fun show. You'll laugh, you'll cry. I mean, I've cried watching it. It's such a fun show, and just come enjoy it. Come be a part of it with us.
Perfect, perfect. How about you guys, Weston, Nora? Why should the community come out to watch this thing?
Like I said earlier, I think the community could really relate to a lot of the storyline. Just the small town themes and how, like, the healing of a family. I just think it has a lot of really good themes that I think the whole community can enjoy. Plus, it's super nostalgic just to listen to all those 80s songs again and kind of get the same vibe with all the makeup and the hair and the costumes. I just think it's something that the community can really enjoy.
Weston, how about you?
Yeah, I'll just totally agree with Nora there. Yeah, it's a super fun show, and that we'd love to see you come out. And definitely, the whole community would easily be able to relate to this little show that we're going to put on here.
Perfect. Perfect. Again, that is director Lindsay McAdams with Footloose, and Weston Stuckey and Nora Nilsson, all part of the production as well. Guys, thanks so much for coming in. Good luck this week, and look forward to seeing it.
Thank you.
It's the Weekday Wake Up here on the SVI Radio Network.